Welcome to the Creek Hamsters podcast number 3. In this week's show, we're going to be going through the same setup that we usually do. We're going to start with 3 topics. Each of us will have our own topic. And to start, we're going to have Jorge talk about something from last week, then his topic.
Yeah. So last week we went through the movies of the year 2015, and we all picked picked which movie we thought was going to do the best. And Skylar, what was the movie you picked?
I picked Chappie.
You picked Chappie, a movie which came out last week.
Now, hold on. Didn't we say that we picked our favorite movie and not the movie that did best?
No, we picked which movie we thought was going to do best on Rotten Tomatoes. That was our judgment. And Skylar picked Chappie. So Jorge, have you looked at the Rotten Tomatoes score?
No, I can't say I ever looked at Rotten Tomatoes scores.
Okay, all right. Let me read the critics' consensus to you, and then I want you all to guess what the score was.
All right, break it down.
Okay, Chappie boasts more of the big ideas and visual panache that director Neil Blomkamp has become known for, and sadly, more of the narrative shortcomings. All right. With that as the critic's consensus, what would you guess is the Rotten Tomatoes score of Chappie?
They said something good and then something bad. I'll say a 60%.
60% would be fresh. 60% would mean it's a good movie.
Yeah, 60%.
Okay, 60.
Hoping that we're going Price is Right rules, I'm going to say 59%.
Hmm. 59%. So you're getting that, you're getting the 0.9% points between 59 and 60, Craig. That's, if we're playing Price is Right rules,
oh, shoot,
that's
a
stupid,
works.
That's
oh,
a
man.
Stupid guess.
I should have gotten 61. I'm an idiot.
As a child, all you did was watch Price is Right.
It's been a long time, okay?
He's an idiot.
Price is Right rules. I just messed myself over. What is it, though?
Okay, the score...
Wait, we didn't hear your guess, Jorge.
Well, he's already read it. Are you kidding me?
Jorge, I'm looking at it.
But if you had to guess...
If I had to guess, I would say, if I hadn't seen the score, I would have guessed that the movie were going to get a 62. 62
nice.
Or 65. That would have been my guess from the trailer.
Okay.
The movie got a 30%. 30%
oh
on Rotten Tomatoes.
Craig wins again.
Craig lost by Price is Right rules.
We all lose by Price is Right rules.
This is a review from imlive.com from John Serba. He says the execution of the Chappie character is idiotic. Blomkamp trying to write laughs out of robot that spews pigeon gangster jargon and swaggers while clutching its groin.
Yeah. That did look pretty risky whenever they had him wearing some really big gold chains. I was a little nervous about that.
Well, I thought that's why you liked it so much, because you could relate to the character.
He does wear a lot of bling.
Could relate
he?
To the character,
and,
but
and
not
he,
in that sense.
And he grabs his groin a lot while he walks.
Nope.
Ooh.
Oh, my. All right, moving on to my topic for the week. My topic this week. So this topic, I'll give you a little bit of background on it. I was watching a podcast earlier this week.
Ours?
And I don't watch our podcast. that would mean that we're almost doubling the listener base if I listen to it. But
true.
We don't even listen to it. The background. I watched a podcast earlier this week, and they asked this question on their podcast. They asked, all of these people were non-Christians, non-religious, they were atheists, and they asked the question, what would it take for you to believe in God? And their answer was interesting. The answer they came up with was God would need to reveal himself. And I enjoyed their answer. They said they had a hard time understanding what God gets out of not revealing himself to the world. Why is that beneficial to God's plan? and they don't get that. So that was a good answer. I don't feel as if I have a response off the top of my head for that question. It's a good question. So my question for you all this week is the opposite of that. We're all Christians. We're all religious. What would it take for us to disbelieve in God? And a couple of examples are, if aliens came to Earth, and there were smart aliens, and they came to Earth and flew here, would that make you disbelieve in God? Because there's life on other planets. If the zombie apocalypse happened, and people started eating each other, would that make you disbelieve in God? If humans started, I don't know, if humans started making half human, half dog creatures, would that make you, I don't know, just come up with all kinds of different things, but what would it take for you to disbelieve in God?
You want to start, Craig, or you want me to?
I mean, I can start.
Yeah, go for it.
I think that some other form of religion would have to somehow appear. For example, if the Muslim belief, how do I explain it? That's a hard one. Like, for example, you were talking about that podcast, and they said the only way they believe is if God revealed himself. If another form of, like, deity revealed itself, then that would make me maybe not believe. Like, if a different, like, angel came down from the sky or something. You know what I mean? Like, a different religion altogether somehow did something just as miraculous as God.
So if Angerboda, the wife of Loki from the Norse religion,
yes,
revealed herself, then that would cause questions.
And Odin shows up, yeah.
Yeah, and if Odin showed up to you. Yeah, that would make me question too. Yeah, that's good. So someone else's god showed up. That's a good answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any other things that would make you disbelieve in God?
The only other thing I could say is there have been rough moments in my life where I've had disbelief, but to completely give up, I don't think so.
And I think it's important to ask this question too, because as people who proclaim to have the truth, I think it's important that we continue to search for the truth and that be our goal. If we say we're Christians but don't question our own faith, I think that then we lose some credit. We lose some legitimacy, I guess.
Yeah, the fear to question God because he might not come out on top.
Yeah, I think as people who proclaim to have the truth, it's important that we continue to reevaluate and search for the truth.
Yeah, it's tough.
And that is tough.
It's really tough.
Well, it just shows ignorance when you just assume that you have the best thing and don't go into why or care if it truly is the truth or not.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so if another God revealed itself, that's a good answer. I hadn't thought about that one.
Yeah, you were thinking about dog humans.
Yeah,
instead,
dog people. So. There. I don't know. Would it have a soul? If it thinks like a man, has the body like a dog, God didn't create it. Does it have a soul?
Is that the real question you wanted to ask us? I think you... I don't want to know how much you've thought about
this. Yeah. Well, I don't know. He still created the pieces, but I don't think that's what he had in mind.
Nope. Jorge, what about you? What would it take for you to disbelieve in God?
Well, you had... told us that you were going to ask this question at least a day in advance, and so I had some time to think about it.
And that's really nice, isn't it? I don't have that luxury from you, too.
No, it's a little more exciting for you. I had a hard time thinking of what would make me doubt God, because I feel like if something crazy were to happen, he's the first thing that I would want to turn to.
So alien shows up, scenario, alien shows up at your front door, says, "Hey, Skylar. We also hear you're called Jorge. Also, we're from a planet hundreds of light years away, and we have no knowledge of this God that you worship on our planet. We actually have another religion altogether."
Yeah.
Then would that just to you be the same as having another indigenous tribe that hasn't heard of God before, or is that does that cause questioning you?
I think it would. It would just be like another group that hasn't heard of God before, for me.
Okay.
But I get where you're coming from on it, though. And I guess that'd be the one thing that would be easier to create a disbelief in God would be any promises that he's made were being broken.
What if you tell them that he made the universe, and they can tell you that they've seen what actually creates, like, stars and planets?
Yeah, I mean, that happened in the movie Paul.
Pull in Acts 17. Is that the... I could... Oh, man, if that's the wrong chapter, I'm going to feel foolish. But it's the one where he goes to Athens and says, the God that you I see that you people are very religious, because he sees them worshiping Zeus and all these other Greek gods, and he says, in all ways you're very religious. Well, I'm going to proclaim to you the God that you don't know his name, the God who you actually are worshiping. So yeah. that would be kind of what you're saying, Craig.
I think he was saying, if, like, you remember when we watched the movie Paul and the alien touched...
Oh, that movie. I thought you were talking about some Bible documentary.
No, the alien touched that girl, and then she got all his information that he knew about the universe that was supposed to disprove God. Yeah, I think that's where Craig was going with it.
Yeah. Somehow they have the knowledge of these things being created. Who knows? Maybe even they make the planets. What if these aliens that come down to Earth make the planets and the stars?
Then how can you believe in God if you have the thing that created your planet is right in front of you?
That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. But
I see. Okay, so Jorge, then even if they say, hey, I created your planet, and then they go create another planet to show you that they did it, that doesn't cause you to question?
I think it would cause me to question, but I don't think it would seal the deal. I think since I cling so tight to my religion as a security, it would take a while for anything to set in, even if it was right in front of me and it was the truth. I just think it is tough, and I think that's why it's so difficult for atheists or for anyone really to switch their religious beliefs, is because it's what they base their life around.
It's ingrained, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair enough. So what I hear you saying is that even if it seemed illogical to continue to believe, you would probably still believe because it's your safety net.
Yeah. I'd want to, but I think at some point I would have to try and ask the right questions and look at everything for what it is.
Okay. So you're not,
I guess, something that would do it for me would be as if I died and then finding out what happens after that, and if it wasn't God making the decisions at the end and something else happened.
Yeah, I feel as if I died, and if God weren't there, that would make me question too.
Yeah.
That'd be a questioning moment.
You have a lot of time to think.
Yeah, or not.
Or none.
Or none, yeah.
I think it sounds to me as if you're quite a bit like another person I know who, one time they told me that they think that one of their spiritual gifts is that they just believe in God and they don't necessarily need reason to believe. They see God and everything and they question God sometimes, but one of their spiritual gifts they thought was an unwavering faith, which is interesting. I don't think I have that, but maybe that's you too, Jorge. Maybe you don't need the logical answers as much.
Why are you going to brag about me on the podcast?
I don't know. I was tested by an atheist with a bunch of questions about everything. And whenever that was happening, it really made me think about if he could ever prove me wrong or if I could ever prove him wrong. Just because that's what we were both leaning on so much.
And I think right now, there's no proof either way. I mean, you cannot definitively prove that there is a God or not a God. And that's what Timothy Keller says in my favorite book on this subject, The Reason for God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I agree with that. All right, what about zombies? What about a zombie showed up? That wouldn't make you question either?
No, I would take that as some justice for what humans have been doing.
Hold on, what happens to the zombie soul? If people start turning into zombies, do they die the moment they become a zombie, or are they still inside Is their spirit still inside when they're a zombie? In which case, it's our responsibility to save them.
I guess it depends on the rules of the zombie virus.
I'm asking you what these rules are of your universe that allow you to continue believing in God in the case of the zombie apocalypse.
Yes. In my case, they would be dead and just reanimated corpses.
Okay.
So only working on the zombie rules, which is...
So we are allowed to chop off their heads if they attack us.
Oh, definitely. They're not alive.
You don't want to get that close. Use guns. Long range, Jonathan. Golly. He's going to be the first to die in the apocalypse. You'd be like, Lily, is that you? And then a zombie's going to eat your face.
No, Lily!
Those are painful licks, Lily.
Yeah, I would not make it very, very long. All right. My answer is, I think it would take a lot less than you all for me to question God's existence. I think even if I heard an atheist come up with an argument that I considered cerebral and valid enough and that I didn't have a response for, then that would make me question. Right now I feel I'm not the most educated on the subject. I have done some reading as to why I believe in God. I think it's important to be able to reason that out. Again, Timothy Keller's book is my favorite on the subject. And he has some really good points, and so I think I have a good, reasonable, logical basis to believe that there is a God, and that God is the Christian God right now. But when people bring up questions, such as the one they brought up on that podcast, Timothy Keller doesn't address that question. What is beneficial for God not? Why is it beneficial for God not to reveal himself? Wouldn't it be so easy? My initial thought is that, well, he's supposed to reveal himself through us, but I don't know if that gets God off the hook, actually. I would have to think that through more and go through that line of logic. So anyway, my point is, I think even good questions make me doubt. So if an alien showed up, I don't know. That'd be really rough for me.
Didn't he reveal himself as a human?
That's
maybe
true.
Maybe it just wasn't flashy enough?
And one answer I've heard to that, too, so far is he already did reveal himself. God has revealed himself to humanity. So that's a really good point, Craig. But anyway, if aliens showed up, I think that if you all had died and Phil had died, then I would, and Kevin had died, I wouldn't know what to think. I would probably disbelieve. If you all are still alive, probably what I would do in that situation is look to the people who are much smarter and wiser than me and see what their answer is for.
But you just said they're all dead.
Well, if they're all alive, then I look to them.
Yeah.
If they're all dead, then I probably don't believe. If aliens show up and say, hey, we live on another planet and worship a different god, and I say, hey, one time a guy came to planet Earth and died for your sins, and then they say, is eating Kwashtoshki Mexican whatever alien food a sin? And I say, I don't know, because I don't know. The Bible doesn't talk about your society at all. Sorry that God didn't reveal himself to you.
It's true. He may not have died for the aliens.
We're his chosen people. What?
Yeah. So then the alien says, I don't have a soul. And I look into this thing that created a spaceship and came to Earth and say, nope. And then close the door. I don't think I could do that. I think that it would make me question. And I think there would be a lot of problems. So my theory right now about aliens then is that I think there are aliens. And this is, I know that's weird. I think there are aliens, but
you might want to stop recording.
I think they're lower life forms, such as dogs and cats and monkeys. I don't think there's another intelligent creature out there. So if there is intelligent life, I'm going to be doing some questioning, I think.
So you think that the planets out there have cat planets and dog planets and
I just saw on Facebook today they think there's an ocean under one of Jupiter's moons.
There is one, yeah. Salt water.
And they think that there could be life forms in there. I mean, it sounds like it's a perfect place for there to be life. So yeah, I think they could very well find some animals that we don't have on our planet. I don't think they're going to find mermen and mermaids that live there and have created an underwater society.
Yeah, I guess the question is, what would God do in that scenario? Along with what would we do, but what would God's reaction be to aliens coming down to Earth who are smarter than us? Would he have a plan to interact?
I would just question as to why would he wait so long to reveal himself to
aliens? What if it's like the Old Testament and we're his chosen people, we are Israel, and as planet Earth we go against these aliens?
Yeah, throughout the Old Testament though, God is constantly preparing Israel for the fact that he is going to expand his kingdom, and that
planet Earth, son.
That seems to be the fulfillment of what happens in the New Testament, and we are the continued fulfillment of that. There doesn't seem to be anything in the New Testament about a new fulfillment in the future, as in, we're continuing to fulfill what's been promised in the Old Testament until completion. It doesn't seem like once we fulfill this, God has another project ready for us.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, what was going to happen whenever he did come back to us? That's another chapter for us.
It's going to be like Star Wars. It's going to be sick.
All right, anyway, my point is, my answer is it would be very easy for me to doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good question and topic. That was an interesting one. Stuff. And now we're going to move on to Craig's topic. Go ahead, Craig.
Here we go. So, topic is, it's really just a question about your life. What is the weirdest dream you've ever had?
Jorge, would you like to start?
Can I just ask that we have Skyler go last? Because I'm willing to put money on it that his is going to be the weirdest thing we've ever heard in our lives.
This is a hard answer. People don't care about each other's dreams. Have you ever noticed that?
True.
If I sat down at the table with you and started to tell you about my dreams, you all would just immediately start thinking of something else and not listening.
Skyler's are pretty interesting. He tells me something, I'm just mind-boggled by that going on in his head.
That's because he has to create his own language in order to communicate what goes on in his head.
What?
He has to... the things he's trying to describe to people, the English language does not do effectively.
He can see colors that we can't see.
Correct, yeah, exactly. It's a different world up there. It's very strange. You gotta
soak it up.
My weird dream, we'll start with me, is I remember when I was a kid, I had this dream, and dreams are so weird to try and describe, but I had a dream, and there was a polar bear chasing me, and I would just appear in various settings. So I appeared at a friend's birthday party, and I was trying to warn them that the polar bear was coming, and then the polar bear came, and it bit off my finger, and it bit off one of my friend's legs, and then it ran away, and then a mom came in and put Band-Aids on us, and we were better, and then we went to a movie, and the polar bear came and ate us all.
Man, what a rough dream. Did you wake up before you got eaten, or...
I woke up before I got... I got bit, and to me, in my child mind, that was enough to be eaten. I wasn't at the point yet where I could imagine myself graphically being eaten to death, so that didn't happen. Yeah.
So you're telling me this mom thought a Band-Aid was going to fix a missing leg?
Yes, Craig. I'm saying that the mom, in my imagination, in my sleeping mind, thought that a Band-Aid would fix the wound.
The moms in your brain are dumb.
I guess the question is, what did Jorge think? Since they're all just projections of
You need to learn more about first aid, apparently.
Isn't it weird sometimes in your dreams when people say things to you that you think are wise or cool, and you wake up and you feel as if you've received new wisdom, and then you realize that it was just you all along, and it was just your weird subconscious?
That's the question. Do all the thoughts in our dreams come from ourselves?
Or can they
come from outside of us as well?
I've heard you sleeping. Let me tell you, the noises that Skyler makes while he's sleeping are terrifying. It sounds as if he's possessed. He speaks out in mumbles, and he screams, and then he'll say one or two words that are discernible, and then he'll go back into these chants. and he does it all in a low, terrifying voice. It's horrifying. I don't think that what happens in your dreams comes from you at all, Skylar. I think that what happens in your dreams come from a dark, dark place.
I wonder how I opened that gate.
Listen, I love / hate hearing him sleep talk because I have the same problem. At camp, when we share a cabin, he'll just start speaking Spanish. But it doesn't sound like loving Spanish. It sounds like he's trying to kill someone.
Very angry.
Yeah. It's very terrifying.
I don't witness any of that, so yeah. All I get to do is hear the stories afterwards.
What was the one about the fire that went out?
Yeah. Well, I guess we have time for this. So, I went camping with someone at Lake Arcadia, which is a lake in Oklahoma, and we decided not to bring a tent and just to bring sleeping bags and sleep outside or by a campfire, and we did, but like usual, I fell asleep first, and we were in the middle of a big group of trees, and the other guy was laying awake because he couldn't fall asleep, and then I started chanting in a demonic tone, I guess. And then I stopped, and the fire went out right after I stopped. And he was left to sit in the darkness by himself and try and go to sleep.
That's so funny. So. I can't imagine what I would do in that situation. I would wake you up, and I would ask you if you were okay.
It's probably a good call.
Dude, you don't wake up the demon. You leave the demon. I think your car keys and go.
In the dark with Skylar?
If he's asleep, no. Leave him there.
I'm just not running away from Skylar in the dark. If he's possessed, then that's terrifying. If he's not possessed, that's equally as terrifying. If he wakes up and sees me running away, he's coming after me. I'm not okay with that.
I'm glad that we've solved this problem. I was a little worried you guys were going to leave me in the woods by myself.
I would.
Anyway, Craig... Sorry, Craig's I took away. What was your strangest dream?
No, I want to hear Skylar's first.
You said you wanted him to go last.
Remember? Oh, yeah, because this is crazy. Look at what I'm...
You got to give him time to think. Skylar, don't listen to Craig. Think.
So, just tune me out, man. My weirdest dream was also one of my worst nightmares. I don't remember the name of this movie. My memory's not that great, but it's a movie about witches. And they turn... There's this, like, boy who finds out that they're witches, and they turn it... people that he knows into mice. And I had a dream that I was in a kitchen and I saw these witches and they turned my parents not into mice like the movies, but into lizards. And I woke up crying because my parents were lizards. And I said, why would I dream about that? That was my weirdest.
What happened after they became lizards? Did they start attacking you? Or
I tried to pick up my mom and dad. Like, I was holding them. It was very weird.
That sounds pretty normal. That doesn't sound any different than everyday life.
Yeah, I normally hold them anyway. They're just lizards. So.
Hey, speaking of your dad, remember that time when you called me a couple days ago and said, hey, Jonathan, my dad wants to talk to you, and then handed the phone to your father, and I had my first conversation with your father ever, and it was awfully uncomfortable.
It's about the same as when you say hello to him.
It's fine. I like your dad. Him and I had an okay conversation, but... Oh, man.
Be honest, did he ask
for... Who calls somebody? Who calls somebody and then says, hey, my dad wants to talk to you, and then hands the phone to their father?
The best part is I pretended to be my dad in front of my dad, then you thought I was joking, and then handed my phone to my dad.
Yeah, at first I'm talking to you, and you say, hey, my dad wants to talk to you, and I'm terrified that this is actually going to happen, and then Craig starts pretending to be his dad, and I think I'm talking to his dad. And then Craig says, just kidding. And I'm filled with a sense of relief because it's not going to happen. Then he hands the phone to his dad. Who at this point, I'm not even sure if it's actually his dad or not. I think I might still be talking to Craig.
Which the best part is after you got on to me for me handing the phone to my dad, I go, hey, wait, my mom wants to talk to you. And then I pretend to be my mom and you were real sad.
Yeah, you didn't do as good a job pretending to be your mother.
I sound just like my mom. Spot on. You just have to talk about ducks, and you've got it down. Say something about a duck.
All right, Jorge, what's your dream?
All right, well, that was a tough one, because I do have quite a few dreams pretty often. But for this one...
As most people do.
Continue. Yeah. So, For this one, I reached back to my childhood. And in my childhood, I had a lot of dreams like Jorge, where I end up running from some sort of animal chasing me, sometimes a dinosaur. That's just the way it goes, and for some reason, they're much larger than normal. Anyways, my weirdest dream was when there was a girl chasing me, and then she turned into a tiger. And then I ran for a long time, but because I had those dreams so often, the way to end them was to run towards whatever was trying to get me so that I could die and wake up. And so I did. And that was it.
A woman who can be a tiger, huh? Sounds kind of aggressive.
Yeah, that was a very aggressive girl.
Definitely your type of woman.
Have you found that to be true in your life, that you prefer your women to be tiger-like and aggressive?
Sometimes. I like a woman who has a lot of variety. It's good. Nothing
like a
too
tiger.
Simple.
Like, just like Rod and Hot Rod. They have the cat, the dolphin, the eagle.
That's a decent description. Yeah.
Inside of them. Yeah. That's good. So you're looking for the girl version of Rod from Hot Rod.
I don't know if I'd go that far. I kind of already have the girl I'm looking for.
I'd describe her as Rod from Hot Rod.
Would you? I'm
no.
sure she'd appreciate
no,
that.
No, I wouldn't. Catherine, I'm so sorry.
I don't know. She's like a tiger in some sense. She scares me.
Yeah.
It's probably not good to alienate our one listener.
Yeah. It's okay. I think she appreciates it. The fear is good.
The fear of her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, she does.
Dude, she throws shoes like a champ. Right the face. There's no mercy.
I have nothing to say to that.
That's okay. Yeah, you haven't taken a shoe to the face from her yet, so that's probably safe.
Give it time.
And I don't intend to.
That's good.
Until
it's a good way to live life.
If that is a natural repercussion to Craig and I singing every time we touch at your wedding, so
yeah.
Be it.
It might be. It might be a natural repercussion.
You left out the part where you are playing the role of Skyler's fiance in this. So.
Yeah, Craig and I are going to sing every time we touch. Every time we touch. Like that. Mm-hmm. And Craig and I are going to harmonize, and I'm going to play the role of Skylar's wife at this point. It'll be in the reception, Jorge. We won't do it before the wedding. We want to make sure you trap her before we ruin it. And then we'll do this in front of everybody, and it'll be really touching, I think.
Am I supposed to be me or Skylar?
You're going to be Skylar, so you're going to put on a wig too. We'll put on old-fashioned long Skylar hair.
Ooh. Wow.
Classic.
And you can wear a shirt that just says Skylar. And I'll put on a huge long brown hair wig. And my shirt will say Catherine.
I don't think it's Skylar unless it's a V-neck. It's got to be a real deep V-neck.
That's true.
He does only wear deep V's.
Yeah. By always, as in, like...
One time, and it was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Once ever, yeah. That was more than a
I remember that.
That!
I remember that!
The
That's
purple one?
Very funny, yes.
Oh, man, that purple one was the best.
That was funny.
You got it for your birthday, but it felt like my present, truthfully. It was a great gift. Oh, man.
Do you think we can get Dina to listen to this as well?
She might.
She's probably already listening.
If I Facebook Dina...
She might discontinue me as a future relative.
Yeah, that's true. She might disown you.
Yeah.
But
right.
She might adopt me.
She might.
You're a grown man. Calm down.
Okay, on that note, we're going to move on. After those interesting topics, we'll go to mine. A little different. It's going to be if you could go on any adventure... Your most ideal adventure for you specifically, what would it be? No limitations, just if you think of your ideal adventure, what would it look like?
I mean, my ideal adventure doesn't take place in this world. It would take place in a fictional world, but I don't know which one. I'm trying to decide. My options in my head are either I would go to Middle Earth from Lord of the Rings. I like the movie Star Wars. I don't think I'd go to their world.
Would you still be the same person? least?
Yeah, I'd go as me as a tourist to these okay. parts.
Nice.
I might go. I'm just trying to think of other worlds. I'd probably go to Hogwarts, honestly.
Would you?
Which is super nerdy, but yeah. I'd go learn about magic. I think that'd be so cool.
Because you have a crush on Hermione?
No, that is not. No.
Good one. It has begun.
Yeah, I'd probably go to Hogwarts. I'd learn some stuff from Dumbledore. Yeah, that's my answer. Hogwarts would be my adventure.
It's a decent one.
Yeah, if you wanted to waste your answer, you did a really good job.
Idiot. I mean, I would want to go to space, too. That would be my other answer. It's just anywhere in space. Space is my dream. My dream is to be the first minister on the moon.
Really? Are you going to sign up for Mars?
No. Their application process is already done. I found out about it too late. But I would have. I would go to Mars and live my life out there. That'd be cool. Lily and Ruby, come with me.
Way to go. Way to commit.
Little dog spacesuits. Think about Ruby trying to lick your face in her little spacesuit. That's funny. That's good stuff.
Yeah, but that's funny to only those weird people who live alone with dogs.
Because every time you touch...
I don't think you're hurting Craig at that point. You're just hurting me.
It hurts me a little, too, to be honest.
All right.
That's my answer.
So you want to go, or you want me to go, Skyler?
You... I'll go.
Okay.
I'll go.
Okay.
For mine... I don't know. I was just thinking about it, and I really enjoy hiking and running around on, like, boulders and things like that. So, I think I'd probably go maybe overseas, just for the sake of going overseas, to go to a nice climate place where I can run around. That'd be good.
So your ideal adventure, fictional or otherwise, is to go overseas and run somewhere on rocks.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Nowhere specific. Just rocks. You're just going to go overseas and find some rocks.
I know Skyler well enough to say he will be doing this on all fours.
Well, I guess if I want to make it a little bit better, I could fight a bunch of aliens who have baseball bats. I could handle that.
What? How do they play into this? Are they playing baseball on the rocks?
No, their specific goal is to take out the humans.
Hoyo, will you please flesh this out for us? Because all we have right now is that there are rocks, and you're on the rocks, and there are aliens, and they want to destroy the planet. So yeah. I'm not seeing the connection.
Well, I feel bad about destroying people, but as long as we're saying that aliens don't have any souls, then it makes it seem a little more okay to fight them. And the reason that I chose baseball bats is because I don't like range, because there's no way that I could stop that from getting to me. But a baseball bat, I have a chance.
I wasn't questioning that there were aliens with baseball bats. I was questioning how that is in any way connected to you running on rocks.
Oh, because I'm running on rocks while fighting the aliens, to make things more exciting.
Oh.
Yeah, that's his ideal adventure, you know.
Yep.
Alien fighting on rocks.
Fighting
not
aliens.
Even you didn't even leave the planet or change who you are.
Oh no, that sounds unsafe. I like being on the planet.
What about do you have a weapon?
Yeah, also a baseball bat to make things fair.
You know, people have been hungry for more Skyler, and I feel as if they're getting it.
This was a lot
Their hunger is sated.
It's a lot of focus.
That's good. That's good answers.
Now for Craig to finish it up.
Yeah, because mine, honestly, I have the best one. And you will admit it, if you truly think about it.
Man.
And I can't believe neither of you said this, but there's a world.
Kung Fu Panda?
There's a world in a cartoon that we've all watched where things are magical. And by magical, I mean epically awesome, and that is Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, nice.
You say we've all watched it. I've watched the first season and then nothing else of Dragon Ball Z.
But you've watched Dragon Ball and some of it goes into Dragon Ball Z, but the fact
is I've seen 400 episodes
of
Dragon Ball.
You could punch through planets.
It's an awesome number of anything.
Way too much Dragon Ball.
400
episodes. Oh my gosh. That's right. It was designed for children, so I guess you can watch that one instead.
Are you still yourself in this?
In this? No, I'm a Saiyan for sure. I'm not going to be the lame humans. The humans bring nothing to the table. What am I, Krillin?
Yeah, you have power, but it's a stupid world. All you do every day is train all day, every day.
And yeah, and fight. You're epically strong, and you can fly. And
but you
can
never get to use it for anything other than punching and killing bad
guys. I could go blow up planets if I wanted. I'd just be like, I look at that planet.
You wouldn't have time. You'd be too busy fighting Piccolo and
yeah, I'd be else. Saving the world. And Piccolo's in Dragon Ball. Get the,
I'm sorry, Emperor Pilaf.
Oh, my. The struggles you have.
Oolong.
Why can't you watch good shows instead of little kid shows?
I do watch good shows. I just run out of the good shows and have to switch.
What show are you watching right now, though? What's the one you were telling me about?
I don't want to talk about it.
Which one were you watching, though?
You
can say a little bit of it.
I have been reintroducing myself on Netflix to Pokemon.
Oh, man. Way to go.
It's okay. It's good. It's better than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Not what he told me. To quote him...
Oh, man.
To quote him exactly, we were on the phone together, and he
said...
Come on,
Craig. Let's...
He said, you know what I realized, Craig? I really want to be more like Brock.
That is
And I was like, Brock? He's the creepy one who stares at women, and you're like, yeah, I really want to be
I said, first off, I don't have 2 points. I didn't say that. That didn't happen.
It's okay.
I believe we did conclude that Brock is a very funny character, though. The fact that he is constantly sexually harassing women is very funny.
You know, none of us picked to be in the world of Pokemon, where there's only like 2 types of women, and they're either police officer or a nurse.
Well, the thing about Pokemon is the world's kind of cool, but people don't have powers. And if I'm going to be in a different world, I want to be in a place where I have powers.
Yeah, but then Lily would have awesome powers, and Lily would, like, breathe fire.
I'm not a good enough Pokemon trainer to control Lily, Craig.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody
Lily would
is.
Not listen to you.
No, that wouldn't work out very well. What would her attacks be?
Sadness.
Licks. Lots of licks.
That's the attack name, Licks, comma, lots of licks.
Mm-hmm.
She would definitely have Splash like Magikarp.
Yeah. What? Yeah. I think she should have an attack called Beagle, but what would it do?
That's a nervous pee.
It's a nervous pee.
It kind of goes along with Splash.
Maybe that is her Splash. She pees and then splashes around in it.
Wouldn't be the first time. I think she's got to be one of those weird ones where, like, all the moves but one are really awful, so she needs to have something epic, like Fire Blast. Or
I think she should have Dig.
Oh, yeah.
And she goes underground, but then, unlike all the other Pokemon, she never comes back out. she just runs away.
Oh, no.
Lily ran away. Oh.
Yeah, buddy. All right. Well, I feel like this has been a good show. This was our third. And feel free to leave us comments on our website or talk to us in any way, shape, or form.
Or since you all have our phone numbers, just text us or, you know, get with us on email or Facebook or call us.
Later today, I will post all of our phone numbers on our website. You guys feel free to just call us up whenever. Craig might be looking for a lady friend or he might be looking for a lady friend.
Craig's very, very interested if you're interested.
Yeah. If you like what you heard. Give him a call.
Give him a call.
Yeah,
Cleet,
if you really,
Cleet,
if
that's you.
Cleet, get it. Hurry. Cleet, call. All right, please, we don't need more jokes about that. It's hard enough for Cleet and I.
Oh, no. Well, thank you for listening. We'll see you guys next week.